looking for a job. It was Philly, and the bartender said, what? And I said, give me a draft, Jim. Got to get the nerves straight. I'm going to look for a job. You, he said, a job? Yeah, Jim, I saw something in the paper. No experience necessary. And he said, hell, you don't want a job. And I said, hell no, but I need money. And I finished the beer, and I got on the bus, and I watched the numbers, and soon the numbers got closer. And then I was right there, and I pulled the cord, and the bus stopped, and I got off. It was a large building made of tin. The sliding door was stuck in the dirt. I pulled it back and went in, and there wasn't any floor, just more ground, lumpy, wet, and it stank. And there were sounds like things being sawed in half and things drilled, and it was dark. And men walked on girders overhead, and men pushed trucks across the ground, and men sat at machines doing things. And there were shots of lightning and thunder, and suddenly a bucket full of flame came swinging at my head. It roared and boiled with flame. It hung from a loose chain that came right at me, and somebody hollered, hey, look out! And I just ducked under the bucket, feeling the heat go over me. And somebody asked, what do you want? And I said, where's the nearest cracker? And I was told, and I went inside. Then came out and saw silhouettes of men moving through flame and sound. I walked to the door, got outside, took the bus back to town and sat down and ordered another draft. And Jim asked, what happened? And I said, they didn't want me, Jim. Then this whore came in and sat down, and everybody looked at her. She looked fine. I remember it was the first time in my life I almost wished I had a vagina and clit instead of what I had. But in two or three days, I got over that. I was reading the want ads again. Okay.